Thanks for listening to Behind the Goggles podcast. I'm Jane Mills. This episode, I speak with Aaron Smith. As well as talking all things pool and open water swimming, Aaron and I discuss the potential of a swim app, an online resource for Australian coastal beaches and ocean pools. I hope you enjoy our chat. And don't forget, you can find out more details of our conversations on behindthegogglespodcast.com. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Goggles podcast. I know, very belated, but hello, thanks for tuning in. Today I'm speaking with Aaron Smith, who it seems I have connections with across many people who are in the swimming community, both pool swimmers and open water swimmers. And this is our first meeting, so thanks so much for joining me, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Well, it's great to meet you.
You too.
And thanks for coming down to Elwood today. It's a glorious day. You've come down here because you were at Mentone.
Was it Mentone this morning? Mm-hmm. The Mentone had their 2.5k, 5k and 10 kilometre swims.
Right, right.
And arguably the best swim of the season, even though it's probably the last.
Right. And how long did that event go for?
Well, I did the 2.5k and that was 44 minutes for me.
Which very was, good.
It was
very
great.
Good.
That got me fifth overall and
very good.
Second for the non-wetsuit category. And they're one of the few events that do a non-wetsuit category, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, fewer people are wearing wetsuits now because, well, generally speaking, more people are acclimatized to swimming in the bay.
Yeah.
Because of the preceding 3 years.
Yes.
But, yeah, if you're a pool swimmer, you're freezing.
My limit is really 16. I can go to 16 without a wetsuit.
Right.
Below that, it gets a bit hard. But
yeah.
I definitely got more used to it during COVID when I was swimming in the bay.
A
lot more. You do acclimatise. But
yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a cold water swimmer. Naturally, I don't love it.
I remember thinking the 1st of April I'd be in a wetsuit, but
yeah.
Now I'm way into June.
You're pushing
June.
Through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't made it into August yet. We can always try.
I find
year.
That each degree is
it's monumental.
It is. It's huge. It makes a massive difference. Yeah, it hurts.
Really does.
It's painful. Yeah,
it does. So you're not a professional athlete. You
nope.
have a job in
yep.
technology,
I do.
Which
yeah.
is very interesting. And you swim. How did that start about?
I mean, I grew up as a swimmer. I grew up in Queensland on the Gold
okay.
Coast, which
yep.
is obviously a huge place for swimming. I was
yes.
I was a member of Southport Swimming Club, which
right,
is, which
right.
still exists, which is at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre now, but it used to be Southport Olympic.
Any Olympians
Olympic pool.
Out of that?
I'm
club?
Sure there are quite a few. I'm trying to. They'll come to me. There are a few out of that club.
Yeah, there's a lot of Queenslanders in this swimming
yeah,
squads.
And yeah, so that was the start of it for me, sort of early teens and around there.
So you do squad swimming in a pool?
Now?
No,
or then?
when you
I
were
did,
younger?
Yeah. I did, yeah. So we had a 50-metre outdoor pool, which I actually thought was freezing at the time. The funny thing about growing up in Queensland too, I remember we would go to the beach, walk along the beach in sort of May, June, July and laugh at the Victorians
oh, yes.
swimming because
the
we
Southerners.
There's no way
the
we would have
Mexicans.
That's right, and now I'm one of them. I go to Queensland in May now, and it's the first place I go. There's no way I would have done it as a kid. Not a chance.
It's so funny. I've been called that before. People, you know, you get out of the beach, they go, oh,
yeah.
are you from Melbourne?
That's
yes.
right. The locals laugh at you. Yeah. And now I'm laughed at.
That's right. So did you ever surf or do any of the surf
No, I didn't. I was dragged along to Nippers a few times and that sort of thing. That's a pretty big thing as well there. There's
oh,
quite,
yeah.
There's, the surfers and swimmers don't really overlap.
All the little Grant Kennys out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, but, you know, every kid in swim in Queensland learns to swim. You have
yeah,
to. You
yeah.
have to, really.
So they don't overlap?
Not really. There's there was almost like a rivalry between... Like, there was definitely a rivalry between surf lifesavers and surfers. I think because they could call... They could move surfers along, you know. You can't surf here. If you go down the beach, they had this power, and I think they wielded it over
Yeah,
over
yeah.
them. Yeah.
And also because of surf lifesavers are about rules, and
yeah.
the surfers are, you know, kind of a little bit casual with the
That's
rules.
That's right, yeah.
rules, they're yeah. for other people.
And certainly in high school, like, swimming was probably seen as a bit of a sport for nerds compared to the surfers, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You'd wag off school to go to surf, whereas, yeah. you know, you attend school, so you can yep. be in the school sports.
That's right.
So what kind of, what's your favourite stroke for swimming?
That's not true. I will do as I'm told when our coach is directing us, but I really only enjoy freestyle. I don't really enjoy doing anything.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't do it on my own. Yeah, no.
Like very sparingly. Hi, Jenny.
Yeah. No, I don't think my shoulder can withstand too much butterfly.
Yeah, I don't anymore. Think anybody. Built for butterfly.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy stroke. It makes no sense.
Michael Klim, Jenny Bucknell, that's it. That's it. Awesome people that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how long have you been? So you've just really continued that, or did you
Not
take
really.
A break?
So I sort of swam until I was about 14-ish, mm-hmm. then I gave it up. It wasn't practical at that point to keep going. Had a bit of a breakout, and then started again a little bit in my 20s, but not much.
Yeah.
Moved to the UK for a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Met my partner, and I only went to the UK for a year, really, but that turned into two kids and,
wow,
and a decade.
Wow, yeah.
And
then they said, leave,
well,
please.
Well, I convinced them to come here, dragged my partner kicking and screaming, probably, but and then got back to Australia and thought, I did do a little bit of swimming in the UK, but not...
It's hard to find a pool.
It's hard to find a pool, and there's something not as accessible about it. I did try, but it's not as accessible. Swimming is incredibly accessible in Australia, and I think in a way that people don't really appreciate until they swim in other countries. And it's the small things too. Like it's things like you can rock up to a pool in Australia, walk through the entrance and plonk your bag by the side of the pool and jump in. And that seems like such a simple thing, yes. but you can't do that in other places. There are rules, and you put your bag there, have a shower there, make sure you've got a swimming cap, make sure you're wearing the right thing, and
yes.
you get out of the pool and you leave. You don't have a chat with people on the side. It's not a place for socialising like it is,
yeah.
is here. It's a very different
well,
experience.
Not that. So in the UK, where in the UK did
I
live, you live?
I lived in London, right. and I did swim with a small squad in called Barnet Coptal, which was a pretty
right.
competitive sort of place,
yeah.
and I wasn't competitive there at all, but I just went there to swim socially.
Did people expect you to be a good swimmer because you were from Australia?
There's this strange rivalry between the UK and Australia. I mean, it exists for obvious reasons, but I think I was viewed instantly with suspicion and caution. But I wasn't in the best shape then, so they had nothing to be to be afraid of.
Pub shape.
That's right. Bacon sandwiches in the morning on the way to the office, and too many coffees and not enough activity, and
yeah.
cold weather does that to you.
It does. This seems to be a current theme. I think people do it in their youth.
Yeah.
And then they can sort of like party and swim, but then once you start working as well, one of them's
yeah,
got to go.
I've definitely seen, it's definitely a pattern. I've noticed it. Yeah. So I returned to Australia 20 kilograms heavier and decided I really need to start swimming. It's time to start swimming again. So I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you swim in Ivanhoe area, is that
well,
right?
Well, when I returned to Australia, I didn't. I started swimming a little bit with a squad in Kew, out of Kew Rec Centre,
right,
which
yeah.
is now... Now colloquially known locally as Kew Rec with a W because it collapsed a year ago and they're still rebuilding it, which is...
As a child, I used to swim at the Kew pool, which I believe is the original...
Was that the outdoor pool
yes.
then? Yes. So that got demolished.
It was
to make
like a
the,
concrete yeah. cage.
Yes.
And you would just lie on the concrete. There was
yeah.
not a scrap of grass.
Yeah.
Not a scrap of grass. And
yep.
they had those woven turnstile...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
...entry
yeah.
gate.
Yeah.
It was just... The bleachers were concrete, the walls were concrete, there was like just bars all around.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, but we used to go swimming there with my dad.
But they had a little squad there that swam. It wasn't a club, it was just organised by the people who ran the pool. And I swam there for a little bit, but then in, I think it was 2009, I thought it's
right.
time to try swimming in the ocean at an outdoor
oh,
event. So
right,
that was
okay.
that was the first time I attempted an ocean
Yeah.
swimming event, which was the Point Lonsdale Rip, I think they call it the Rip View Classic, which is a 1.4 kilometre swim, and that was my first time.
The one that goes just along the coast.
Yeah, that's right. Not the rip swim.
Rip.
Not
yeah.
the rip swim, that's
like,
a different
that's,
one. Yeah,
that's not one to start with.
Yeah, no, that is definitely not one to start with. So that was my first ocean swim. Actually, there's a really funny photo of me waiting because I think one of the things I noticed about swimming and people who don't swim and decide that they are going to swim or do something that they haven't done before is that the anxiety is quite significant. Yes. And for people who do it, they sort of don't wonder why people are so anxious about this, because they do it all day, every day, and you get to that point and that's fine. But for it's easy to forget what it's like on the other side of that, how scary and how daunting it seems, and you're going into the ocean and you've not really done that before. And there's this, my partner took a photo, and there's me, the only one not wearing a wetsuit. And I remember turning up there thinking, have I made a terrible mistake? Is this going to work? But it was fine, and I've sort of been hooked ever since.
So you were the only one without only a one. Wetsuit? Yeah. Well, within the photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as I say, people, that was the norm, but now more and more people are swimming.
They are.
Yeah, I would have always worn a wetsuit until maybe 2 years ago. I did the Mount Martha swim, and I remember thinking, I don't need a wetsuit. I'm a proper swimmer now.
Yep, yep, it's true. I speak disparagingly about the wetsuit wearers now.
Well, when it's a summer event,
yeah,
come
absolutely.
On.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, people do it to go faster mostly.
Yes, competitive wise, yeah. But no, if you can swim, it's much more freeing, isn't it?
It is. I much prefer it. It's much more comfortable. Yeah.
So you must have enjoyed that swim, did you?
I loved it. Yeah. And that, and there hasn't been a year since I haven't done at least a couple of swims a year. But there's been a lot this season.
It's very pretty down there too.
It is.
That Point Lonsdale.
It is really.
That little reef on the
main beach. The water's clear. The further down the bay you go, the clearer the water gets.
Yes,
typically.
And we're stuck in the canal sewer.
Although today it's. Yes. At the moment, it's great.
Canal's stunning. I mean, the bay is stunning today.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even once you get to Seaford,
it's different.
Down there, it just goes Mornington Peninsula
it's different.
Heaven. So you do Point Lonsdale. Do you have a house or anything that you...
Nope. So I just get in the car and down there. Not fortunate enough to have a beach house or anything like a lot of people do, sadly. But, there's not many of the events I haven't done at least once, I don't think.
Right.
So I've tried to get around, and I have a few favourites.
Yeah, so is 2.5 about your maximum?
Yeah, I prefer smaller. I could probably go longer distances, but I prefer to go shorter and a bit harder if I can. I consider myself a middle distance swimmer mostly, and I get bored, and I don't know. I've done Peter Perignon quite a few times, but that is current assisted, but that's about 4.5, 4.4. Yeah. But that's, I did that a few weeks ago, and a whole bunch of us in my swimming club did it, and we were all in the low 40s, and there's no way any of us can do that sort of pace in a pool.
In the pool, yeah,
not a chance.
Another hour.
Not a chance, yeah. And that was a stunning day for it too.
Yes.
It's been a great season.
Now, you work in IT.
I do, yeah.
Do you use any of your software skills combined with swimming?
But I actually have an ambition to build an app that documents our swimming locations. And a couple of years ago I bought a drone, and I did a little experiment with a mate, and we met in sort of Kiama on the New South Wales coast and traveled between there and nearly up to Sydney, stopping at every ocean, not every ocean pool, but a lot of the ocean, New South Wales ocean
gorgeous,
pools, and captured them. So it's sort of been a passion project idea of mine. I don't think I'm going to make money from it, but it gives me an excuse to get out there and take photos and capture those places, which are just, some of them are just absolutely, absolutely stunning. I'm so jealous of people in New South Wales who live in those spots.
I know. It's, you know, the people who wrote the book, The Places We Swim, and those, I mean, that's gorgeous. But so you would think like an app where you could just say, oh, geolocate
what am I near?
Area.
And you can have a look at it, have a look at it from above, and know what else.
A friend of mine was doing something like that with surfing.
Oh, right, would make sense.
Thing surfing, and it would kind of give you real time.
Yeah, I wanted to create something that tapped into local knowledge and allowed people to contribute things. Because there's so much local knowledge with swimming. You can't, like, I can't just go and travel somewhere and understand what's safe and what people do, there seems to me to be a bit of an explosion in groups swimming together at particular locations over the last few years. It would be great to tap into those, and I've found that those groups are really welcoming for the most part and love to welcome other people in, so it'd be great to document that. I know All Swims has been doing a bit of that work. John Scanlon, I don't know if you've met him before, he has a website called All Swims, and he's been working on trying to compile those groups as well, so it would be great to get that information in one place.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
And one of the reasons I did an ocean swim the first time is because I wanted to swim in the ocean, but I didn't feel safe doing it solo. Mm. And so those events provided a way for people to do that, a safe way for people to do it. Yeah. Because I would never swim solo somewhere like that.
No.
Not a chance. Yeah.
Sharks.
Yeah. Yeah. My mind starts to wander when the water's a bit dark.
Yeah, and I think we all have that same mental barrier for sure. But yeah, no, that sounds fascinating. It would be really good, even just around the main beaches or the main towns,
yeah,
where people are likely, you know, it'd be nice to go to all the little out of the way places, but just, you know, even things like Wilson's Promontory,
yes,
you know, like where you do have a lot of tourists, but it's very unsafe to swim most of those beaches, yeah, things like that. Yeah, no, that's good. Put that in the card.
Yeah, I just need to find the time. Need lots of time.
And a sponsor.
Yeah. If anyone listening wants to sink some money into this and pay me to travel around to great swimming locations, you know where to find me.
Yeah, sure. All right, I'll put your email address in
Thanks, Jane. I appreciate it.
the notes. And I'll come along. Now, photographs. I was going to say come take photos, but you have been taking photographs as well, I believe.
Yeah, I love the combination of swimming and photos. I don't turn up to many places without a camera of some sort. I have GoPro is obviously very popular, and I have a dome port for my GoPro, which is for those who don't know, it's like essentially a sphere, and the GoPro sits inside it, and it pushes the water back, and it makes it possible to capture those photos that are half in, half out. Mm. It's a cheap little contraption, but
I've
got some good shots this morning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. And I get the drone up as well whenever I can.
That's fantastic for getting. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I think somebody had one down at Middle Park a couple of weeks ago, and they had them all swimming off from the sandbar down there and seeing the sea.
It looks great when you see them. Yeah. Everybody setting off together and taking the surroundings as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe I'll invite you down for the seagulls swim one day.
Please do. I can capture you all.
Because we do. Even if you're standing on the beach and you're watching everybody, it looks really good. But seeing a drone footage would be fantastic.
It is. It gives a really different perspective, especially when the water's clear. You can see the sand. It takes it a lot that you don't.
Well, then we don't get much of that down here.
Yeah, I'm sure on the right days it would work.
Maybe a couple of days a year. Yeah. No, that's great. So you the digital images. So that's
good.
Have you got any training in photography?
No, not at all. I'm just an amateur, a hack. Enthusiastic. But
I think that's how I knew that we had connected a while ago, but then I think somebody shared a photograph of yours, maybe Andrea.
Oh, it was Andrea, we swam at the same place a week ago. We went around the Cerberus with her.
Yeah, so she swam at Mentone today, and so you spent all the morning down there, because there's another swim tomorrow, the Cliffs swim.
There is, the Bowles Cliff swim, I'm not doing that one, but that looks good.
Yeah, I think a lot of the girls from the Seagulls are swimming that tomorrow, because it's 3K or
3K.
Something.
3K, I did read that, yeah. That'll be nice tomorrow.
Yeah, should be really nice. Mm. Nice to have good conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you tempted at all to do any long distance, like the Rip Swim?
The Rip Swim is an ambition. Mm. I'm sort of attracted to swims in beautiful locations. That's sort of so I haven't been, there's a lot of swims around the world that people can do, but that one, there's a lot of people doing that, and it's not that far, obviously. It's not a distance challenge, but psychologically, sitting in the middle of the heads over that body of water, which is dark, I think it's a different type of swim. I wouldn't do it in the winter, but I'd consider it in the summer.
Yeah, look, you know, people like to challenge themselves and whatever they do, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting watching people do that too and prepare for it and go through the mental anguish, and you see them work through it. It's impressive.
It really is. But, you know, the swimming idea of people just getting together as well, it becoming part of a community, but also it's a personal challenge as well. So you can do it by yourself, but then people end up in teams.
And everybody's on a different part of that process as well. I mean, just... And I've seen a lot of people start swimming in the last few years.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting you know, trying to encourage those people or find out what it is that holds them back or what allows them to take that leap. I know the group that you're part of has certainly helped a number of people take that leap. Your group's made them feel very comfortable in doing that, and that's quite a special thing, I think, to get people across that threshold, because once they're there, you know, they're hooked.
That's right. Then they're converted into the cult of swimming.
That's right. And then the next thing you know, Jane's got them on a table by the beach in Elwood and talking about their life in the water.
Yeah. Do you do any other sporting things?
I do. Cycle? I play water polo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's once a week. I'm not an amazing water polo player, but it's a good social sport and it's fun.
And also a challenge.
It is, yeah.
It's a very like athletic kind of.
It is. It's a bit rough at sometimes. Mm. At the level I sort of play in, you're either big and strong, and then you sort of wrestle with other people in the water, or you're sort of skinnier and faster, and you sort of try and get the ball up and back as fast as possible. So I tend to try and do that.
Guard, yeah, basketball.
Not get stuck with someone three times my size who's
drowning
me while no one's watching. Yeah, which does tend to happen.
Yeah, no, I've seen them trainings or doing things down at the Brighton Baths.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some people doing that, which, you know, it's not usual because it's usually in a pool.
Yeah.
But I've seen they must have had some little outdoor or some kind of friendly competition thing there.
There's an event that runs each, the beginning of each, I didn't make it this year, but at the beginning of each year in Portsea, they call it Polo by the Pier, and they set up two water polo sort of courts or whatever you call them, inside Portsea Pier, and they run a tournament there for the day. It's well attended. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a different type of game, especially when the swell is coming in and it changes the dynamics a little bit, but it's a great sport.
That would be quite challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're trying to stay afloat and catch a ball and be...
Well, and you can take advantage of that swell too sometimes. Like you can, all of a sudden you've got some height and you're above the goal and a bit more power. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, fantastic. So are you going to be swimming in the bay for the rest of the year or just go back to the pool?
Yeah,
now?
I'm in the pool most days. The bay is sort of more sparingly, I guess. But I swim with a club at Heidelberg, the Heidelberg Flyers. We train twice a week.
Yeah. Who's your coach?
Vlad is his name, and... yeah, he's a great coach for us, and we have a very our club is small, but what people want to get out of it is quite varied. Some people are just there for a bit of a social swim and fitness. Some people want to compete, and he sort of does the same program, but breaks the pool into two, where one half of the pool probably swim a bit further than the other half are a bit harder. But it's largely the same program, just the distance changes and the intensity changes. So he caters very well for all of us. Yeah, there is a lot of talking sometimes. There is a lot of talking. But no, but that's fun. Yeah. And so some of us will compete.
And do in the Masters? Yeah.
Masters events, yeah. Mm. There's one coming up in April, the State Masters.
Oh, right, that's soon. Where's that?
That's at MSAC.
Oh, handy.
It is handy, yeah.
Saves on accommodation and
that's
flights.
That's right, yeah.
But then you don't get a weekend away.
That's true. But that's good. That's fun.
Well, good. Well, good luck for that.
Thank you.
That sounds really fun. And, look, I really appreciate your time and really good chatting with you. Now, we must work on this app. I feel there's legs in this to get some safe swimming locations.
I'll get it happening. That'll
be great.
Thanks for the chat, Jane.
All right, Aaron. Bye.
Bye.